coming up on 11:30. Of the items on the list, though, the one that we have a staff member here from the eastern part of the state that we want to make sure we covered would be an update from our fisheries biologist, Brian Blackwell, on the East River fisheries management plan. Would it be all right with you if we went to that one next and then see where we sit and okay. go from there, see how everybody feels about the rest of the morning? And but if we could have Brian offer that presentation, that would be one that would save some travel time if it was extended elsewhere.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Either before or after this. Right after.
All right. Good morning, Commission. Brian Blackwell, fisheries biologist in Webster. Today I'm going to update you on our East River Fisheries Management Plan. This plan started in 2014 and extends through 2018, so we're in our last year right now. But I'm going to update you on what we did in the last year in 2017. As you're pretty much all aware, you know, East River, South Dakota is a part east of the Missouri River, of course. In 2017, there was an estimated 269,866 people in South Dakota, but 70% of those roughly live in eastern South Dakota. So there's high demand for our aquatic resources in this part of the state. And so it's imperative that we have a good plan going forward and we continue to manage the fisheries in a, you know, a good way and make everybody happy. Within that eastern part of the state, the Prairie Coteau is where we find majority of our natural lakes. This is an area that extends from North Dakota all the way down to Iowa. Within this area is where we have